We just sang the two last songs, and even right from the beginning, you're talking about, you know, coming alive in a river and freedom. And then we sang about us being a child of God, that there is room for us. And the last song, because it's a new song, I kind of took a picture of some of the words. It says, "When I thought I lost me, you knew where I left me. You introduced me to your love. You picked up all my pieces, put me back together. You are the defender of my heart." And those songs, you know, as I summoned the band, because they knew the theme, or I feel like it's more a kind of, you know, God drops something in the spirit, because that's what I'm going to talk about this morning. And, you know, it's about hospitality, and more than hospitality, as we might conceive it, a certain concept. But, you know, I want to say to you that hospitality is in the very heart of God. Not only is it in the very heart of God, but hospitality is the heart of God. It's the heart of God. And as we were driving back from Ramsgate yesterday, I was saying to Fee and Rich in a car that, you know, you possibly might get just 5 minutes of me, you know, rather than a lot of words from me. That I feel that's the way that the Spirit is leading this morning. My desire, my heart this morning is to be able to leave you with something that you will take, and the Holy Spirit to grab hold of each and every one of our hearts. And then to spur us on and move us on in an even greater extent than we have been living at. Rather than Bruno telling you, "Oh, this is what I do and this is what you ought to do." Okay, I need you to hear my heart this morning. Is that all right? Okay, it's a scripture to start with from Genesis. Genesis chapter 18, and the story, basically briefly, is the story of Abraham and Sarah. They're living in a desert, and it was really, really hot. And let me read a few verses for you. Genesis 18, from verse 1. "The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bow low to the ground. He said, 'If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat, so you can be refreshed and then go on your way now that you have come to your servant.' 'Very well,' they answered, 'do as you say.'" And the story unfolds on that Abraham being a proper man, you know, we can't, you know, "I'm offering you hospitality, but Sarah, please, can you do something?" So, Abraham shouts out, "Sarah, quickly hurry." And Sarah, the wonderful woman, she was like the amazing ladies here. You know, she prepared something for the three visitors. And they all ate. And, you know, the story just unfolds there. You know, on what seemed to be like just a chance encounter, the story tumbles, you know, to become, you know, the story of the promise, you know, that you and I are here for, you know, and that's when the word was given that Sarah will have a child. And his name was Isaac. And, you know, say, Abraham and Sarah, who could not have children for years and years, you know, out of this so-called chance encounter, something amazing happened. Something amazing happened. And I was looking at Johnny. Okay, we got that. Yeah, no, back to that. Yeah. Some synonyms for hospitality. As a synonym words for hospitality, yeah, rather than synonym for hospitality is friendliness and you know, hospitableness, welcome, warm reception, helpfulness, neighborliness, warmth, warm-hearted, and so on. You know, those are some of the words for hospitality, and I looked at the meaning of hospitality, if I can find it, in its origin is from the Latin hospes, meaning host or guest or stranger. And we get it from the word hospital, which means a guest chamber or guest lodging. So when you visit or a hospital, you are supposed to be just a guest, you know. Hopefully the idea is not for you to stay there forever. You know, it's a kind of a guest lodging. That's where the word hospital comes from. So hospitality is, you know, a host or, you know, a stranger. The word carries the meaning of looking out for a stranger. Looking out for somebody else. And that's what Abraham did as he stood by the tent, not only because it was hot, he wanted to get fresh air, but Abraham was always looking out for somebody else. And when he saw the three men standing, he rushed out to them. He rushed out to them. And I was saying, the next picture, please, Johnny. Hospitality is the very heart of God. The very heart of God, and the story in Jesus and the cross is because a God who wants, that's what we sang those songs earlier, a God who wants to welcome us, who wants to welcome each and every one of us. One of my favorite portions of scripture is Ephesians chapter 2. Just flicking through different scriptures. Ephesians chapter 2, and you know, in particular verse 11 to 13, it says, therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth and called and circumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, which is done in the body by human mind, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Therefore, remember that before you were Gentiles by birth and circumcised, you had no right of citizenship. It carries on to say that without hope and without God in the world. You know, those sins, when at times you feel like everybody is here and you're a bit like Andrew there, on a side, nobody loves me, nobody cares. It says, remember, and I put it to you that our problem is that we don't remember. We don't remember. Abraham stood outside the tent looking out, waiting, because Abraham remembered when he left and traveled towards the promised land. He remembered how he felt as an outsider. He remembered and hoped for someone to give him shelter. He remembered. You are my freedom, we sang. Remember when God first touched you? When God first moved your heart and brought transformation to your life? And how you felt you now belong? Remember the first day when you walk into a church and you wish someone reached out to you. Go say, hi, welcome. Remember that first time when someone remembered your name and the story you talked to them about last week. Do you remember? 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 Because Christ remembers every one of us. And I believe if we remember, then our hearts, or the door of our heart will be open. If we remember, the door of our heart will be open. And as the door of our hearts opens, we begin to change our outlook in life, and we begin to look out, and therefore the door of our eyes opens up as well. Once your heart is open, it's a zip picture of your eye, you can zip your eyes if you like. The door of your eyes opens. It's no longer just about me. My life, whether in church or whether on the streets of Chichester, whether in Tesco, Waitrose, Lidl, Asda, or wherever you go shopping, my life is not just about Bruno and the business he needs to do, but there are other people around me. It creates that awareness. And you look out for the stranger. You look out for a stranger. I remember many decades ago, hundreds of decades ago, when I was studying in France. And, you know, at times you're traveling and having to drag and wheel your suitcase. And then a stranger, you know, at times, especially in the metro in Paris, you know, you are kind of struggling to get to the airport. And someone goes and says, can I give you a hand? How relieved you are that someone can help you up the stairs. I make it my business now because I remember. I remember when I didn't have a car. So if I'm passing you by the street, I saw you, I will offer you a lift. I know we live in a country whereby, you know, you could be looked at as dodgy. So sometimes I don't do because of that. But otherwise, I offer you a lift. I remember. I see you struggling with a suitcase. I remember. I remember what Christ has done for me. Without hope, without a God in the world. But now I'm part of the citizenship of Israel. Now I've got a God, and now I'm full of hope. I remember. My life ambition is to give hope to others as well. Therefore, I need to be looking out. As I look out, then that means also that the door of my house is open. Once you open the door of your heart, it leads to you opening the door of your eyes. And that leads to opening the door of your house. Everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome. Why? Because we remember what Christ has done for us. Because we are the people who remember and we are spurred forward. Because we remember. Not because someone called Bruno or Roger at church tells us it's hospitality and our church is all about hospitality. Our church is all about hospitality because of what Jesus has done. Because he has made room for me, there is a place for me, therefore I remember. I remember. It's a couple of quotes on there. Thank you, Johnny. A quote I picked up from Charles Dickens. No one is useless and useless in this world who lightens the burden of anyone else. No one is useless in this world who lightens the burden of anyone else. If you came this morning thinking, I haven't got much to give, I feel useless, you are not. If you can cause someone's burden to be a little bit lighter. The last one, please, Johnny. That's from the Bible, friends. It says, a candle loses nothing of its light by lighting another candle. Can you see yourselves as candles this morning? So you can go to the person sitting next to you, just go like, you know, a candle on, just go like this to them, yeah? And give them a bit of light this morning. Some can give you light, though. I read a story, I might have told you, some of you before, but a story about William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, many, many years ago when he began the Salvation Army and he wanted to galvanize his troops. You know, people were working everywhere. They didn't have WhatsApp. They didn't have the social media we have in our days, but they had something called a telegraph. Yeah, that's before even my time. They had a telegraph, and he wanted to send a telegraph to all his the different leaders of the Salvation Army in different parts of the world and the UK. And he went to the telegraph office and composed, you know, a few words that he wanted them to have. And then came to paying the you know, for the telegraph, because you had to pay for every word. You know, he didn't have any money. So he decided to proceed on reducing the wording of his telegraph. And, you know, sometimes when you've written something, you feel this is, you know, what I want. Then you have to, you know, you're writing an essay, then you have to condense it because there are too many words. So William Booth started condensing it, and he still didn't have enough money. At the end, he had to sum it up just in one word. One word. Okay, imagine, yeah, you are the leader of this great mission organization that touching lives everywhere, and you are wanting to encourage them and say to them, guys, you are doing an amazing job, and this is our mission. This is our vision. Let's go for it. In the next decade, we need to do this. What word will you use? He had to come up with one word, and one only. One only. You ready? Yeah? Just one. Wait for it. You waiting? Okay, one word. And that word was this. Others. Others. So in whatever you are doing, in whatever you are involving, in whatever is consuming your life and preoccupying your mind, whether you're lying awake at night, think only of this. Others. Others. For God so loved the world that he gave. God thought of others. Others. Because William Booth's heart, the door of his heart was open. And therefore his eyes were open. And that caused the door of his home to be open and to think of others. No one else but others. I said 5 minutes. I talk much more than 5 minutes. I'm going to stop. Going to stop right now. And I'm going to ask you to stand. We will have the band to come and play a bit later on, but I would like for the next 3-4 minutes, nothing at all, no band, nothing at all. I need each one of us individually where we are standing, but we are, because we are together, so it's us together as a church. As we stand up, I need us to simply remember. To remember that day when Jesus touched your life. If you don't know him yet, I need you to simply think of this God who is there wanting to welcome you. He doesn't want you to be excluded and to be left out and sitting on the side, but he wants you to be part of his family because he has come to give you life and to cause you to be free and to remove the things that hold you back, all those chains and shackles that keep, you know, the things that keep pressing you down. He wants you to be able to blossom, and to attain to your full potential. But if you know him, you know that he has begun to do this in your life already. He's doing it already. Therefore, I need us to simply stand and remember. Remember. And as you do that, allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you so that your heart can open up. And as it opens up, then your eyes will be open. Then hospitality will no longer be just a word. It will be your life. It will be your life. Can we do that? Come, Holy Spirit. Come, O Spirit of life. May you capture our hearts again, Father. Capture our hearts again. Oh, God. Oh, God. Father, Father, Father. Come, O Spirit of life. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray that, Lord, that you do your work in us. Have your way, Lord God. We give you permission, Father. You could force us easily, but, Lord God, you want us to take the step and to allow you. So, Father, we give you permission. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord God. Capture our hearts again, Father God. Renew, Lord God, our passion and love for you, Father God. Help us, Lord, to remember. To remember and therefore be awakened, Lord God, by your love. And, Father, be awakened, Father God, by what you have done for us. We thank you, Father. Lord, from the very youngest among us who are in kids' church, Father God, to Lord God, the oldest among us, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name.